not news that our favorite fairy tales started out much darker than the Disney interpretations we grew up with. But for the first time, an English translation of the very first edition of the Brothers Grimm's tales reveals exactly how murderous those bedtime stories really were. Jack Zipes translated the tales. He's a professor emeritus of German and comparative literature at the University of Minnesota. And his book is called The Original Folk and Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm. The stories are closer to the oral tradition, and they are harrowing, filled with killing. Here's a not-so-fun fact about a notorious archetype.
We tend to think that stepmothers are the evil mothers. But in the first edition, in Snow White, it is the biological mother who wants to murder her daughter, who's only 7 years old, and the mirror has already stated that the seven-year-old is prettier than the mom, and mom gets totally infuriated, and so she tries to kill her own daughter.
The very first edition included many tales that didn't appear in future editions.
Yes.
What kinds of stories did they cut?
Well, I'll give you one outstanding one, and that's like how some children played at slaughtering. This is a tale about a farmer or peasant who butchers a pig, and his two sons see him, and one boy says, "I'll be the butcher, and you be the pig," and he slits the throat of his brother. The mother is upstairs washing in a bathtub a baby boy and sees from the window what has happened, runs down, takes the knife out of the boy who's dead, and then stabs the other boy because she's so angry at him, and then runs back upstairs. In the meantime, the baby boy has died in the bathtub, and she commits suicide. The father comes home and is totally depressed and wastes away.
I mean, this is not the stuff of children's fairy tales.
No. You know, the Grimms did not collect these tales for children. They collected these tales to show what life was like, and they wanted to reveal what they considered the divine truths of the tales. They felt that storytelling was next to God.
What do you love about these stories? What do you think is important about them?
I think they speak to human struggles that we have even today. They also provide hope. For the most part, there is social justice in these tales, and I think that for us today, these tales resonate. We need the hope that these tales provide.
Jack Zipes is a retired professor of German and comparative literature at the University of Minnesota. His translation of the original 156 Grimm's fairy tales is out now. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you again for inviting me.